It's an active period here through much of the central United States. A strong early spring storm system is lifting from the Rockies into the upper Midwest here over the next 24 to 48 hours. And it's got a wintry side to it that will stay well to our north and west from the plains into the upper Midwest. And then we're going to be on the warmer side and the wetter side, as you mentioned, and we're going to see periods of rain that will be moderate to heavy at times, and maybe even a few thunderstorms as well coming in by tonight and early tomorrow morning. Overall, it looks like a lot of the area has the potential, especially along and east of the Mississippi River, to see at least an inch to possibly upwards of 2 inches of rain, especially the higher amounts focusing maybe more into north central and west central portions of Illinois. So it should be a pretty decent rain for a good part of the area. Even folks further west of the Mississippi River, still amounts are looking to be probably in the range of a half inch to maybe upwards of an inch. So some much needed rain, and we're looking for that to come to an end slowly during the day Tuesday, at least transition more to some showery type weather. And we'll also be turning colder as well, too. And so some of our western counties may see some of that rain mixed with a few flakes before the end of the day on Tuesday. But, yeah, that's the big story, the rain, much needed rainfall, and then the winds as well, too. And the winds will be quite strong here for today. We're looking at gusts out of the south, southeast, upwards of 35 to 45 miles per hour.
Other than the wind advisory that is in effect for Monday, is there any type of threat for severe weather?
No, it looks like the severe weather threat is low. It's mostly going to be focused well to our south and to our east, it looks like. And we're going to predominantly be more in the clouds and the rain that's going to help limit the instability for us here. So it looks like that is a low threat.